It's John and Rachel, you jack off late night, and we're practicing karaoke already, but we'll tell you about that later. Yeah. John, so here we are, 5000 McKnight Road, episode 29 of You Jack Off Late Night. That just means that you could come visit us. If you want to bring your stuff, that means you could BYOB, or you can enjoy what we have here. Also, make sure that you subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Because you're always the one to say that.
If you're listening to the radio, just meet us here every Friday night at 10 o'clock. But if you're listening to the podcast, subscribe. YouTube, subscribe. Facebook, subscribe. Whatever you want to do there.
And if you subscribe to Your Drag Off, you will get our blogs.
Right. And speaking of the blogs, excellent transition, Prison Rachel. Mm-hmm. The first one is, listen, you really have to go click the link. It's a park. You know, we talk about Peter Parkers all the time. We'll define that someday, as why we call them that. But anyway, just go click the link. Look at the picture that's up on the video if you're watching it right now, because the picture doesn't do it justice.
Mm-hmm.
The video that our friend, author J.R. Mason created is even more fun. If you actually would go to her Instagram page, it's the most fun because she didn't bleep out the F words.
Yeah, we had to do some bleeping. Wait, what does Peter Parker mean? You can't leave people hanging. Just give the condensed version.
Listen, go to our story today. There's a link to it. Why we call him Peter Parker.
Wow, how about that? Another segue from Rach. Okay, blog post number two is the big unveiling. Every year we do this. We think we're on year 7.
Yeah, we think so.
For the People's Gas, Zachary's Mission porch tour. What does that mean? We visit 4 different porches. We actually podcast from your porch. The whole show goes on at your porch, and we bring the party. So you really don't have to do anything except invite your friends, and they donate items to Zachary's Mission. Super easy. It's been going on for years. We make it a little competition, and let me tell you that the winner has something to do with the Pub on Wheels.
Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, the person who hosts, there's something in it for you too, because there's Mancini's Bread, yeah. Jenny Lee, Richie Sausage. You could go take a look
at it. There's people on the list who don't even know that they committed yet, but I'm telling them that they did. They'll know. They'll remember.
Right. Some people are trying to build a porch right now.
Yin's Lids is like, wonder what we're donating. Yes. Right. Okay. Right. So then the third thing, pretty important stuff.
The Berg Bus is having a karaoke day. Why? Because your Jagoff asked him to take us for a ride around on a Saturday, May 18th. We're going for a ride around town, and we're going to sing karaoke and give away prizes.
And they do that typically, but not with us. Yeah, exactly.
They have the bus tours, and they sometimes turn into karaoke, but it's not a karaoke bus tour, but this one is.
Tonight, we get to speak with and catch up with the one and only Chef D from the Joinery Hotel. Mm-hmm. We're really excited for that. We're actually talking to, finally, face-to-face, Katie Miller from Pittsburgh Magazine, who's going to tell us more about the big event May 31st. We have a really great musical group.
I like it.
From Penn State, there's a bunch of guys here who have set up. It's been fun. And we also have the one and only, introduce it.
Yeah, the Sprankle family, who is just on Family Feud. But first, we got to talk about Mitch Dugan with his Mitch Minute, talking about the celebrities and athletes he has met around Pittsburgh.
All I can say on video is that my parents are new. Jeff Goldblum's parents.
Mitch Minutes on your Jagoff.
What's the next
off camera?
I love that. Yeah, I want to hear this.
So you guys had asked me celebrities. So I wrote some people down that I had met. One of them was Pistol Pete Maravich. He was a basketball player from Aliquippa who has, I think, still the record for the most college points. I don't know, but I think he did. Because it was just, most college points. Rocky Blyer. Super guy. I wrote down Ralph Nader. I met him when I was in law school. What did I say? August Wilson and James Earl Jones. Those were room, and then a line to another room, and you'd wait in line, and there was August Wilson sitting there, and everybody would just meet him and say hi, and he was really friendly and just, welcoming to everybody. So that was kind of neat, given that, we have an August Wilson Center, so that's cool. James Earl Jones, I don't know if it was the same show or not, but he was playing in Fences, which is an August Wilson play. And afterwards, there was a meet and greet. And so I got to have a drink with James Earl Jones, which was cool, So he didn't say, "Where's the beef?"
Where's the beef?
But you had asked if I known anybody famous. I mean, I listed David Johnson, Ray Petlin, Scott Harbaugh, Jim Crenn. I went to high school with George Benson's son for a year before they moved.
I would say probably the softest side of me is my mother. Very empathetic. you know. No one to mess with, though, but she was very empathetic.
It's Rachel and John.
We are at the Operations Center of People's Gas for this episode of People
Behind People's.
I feel like we're taking over. You're seeing more women in manager positions and supervisors, and they know what they're doing.
Women with Energy is a great ERG. We do not play. We are very energetic. We get the job done.
PittsburghUsedCars.com, with hundreds of used cars across 8 dealerships throughout the city. We provide the greater Pittsburgh area with a premium used car buying experience. Looking for unbeatable pricing on some of the best used cars in Pittsburgh? Visit Pittsburgh Used Cars Clearance Zone today. We're providing out-the-door pricing on all of our clearance zone inventory. PittsburghUsedCars.com. Mancini's Bakery, 97 years in business and still getting better. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Instagram. That's where you will see various Pittsburgh personalities like Gretchen McKay, Super Bowl MVP Santonio Holmes, KDKA's own Mary Hours, and WPXI's Jenna Harner, learning how to make the famous Italian twist bread. Follow Mancini Bakery on Instagram and Facebook, and remember to ask for Mancini's. John and Rachel, you jug up late night. And these are the moments I love whenever we get to talk to the people who we've known forever and we've been begging to come on the podcast again and they're too busy because they're building hotels. Oh, hey, Chef
yeah.
D. How are you?
Too important for me to miss.
Well, look at you. Yeah, listen. And you know, we couldn't do anything with you without having some drinks, some cocktails available, right? Which is really what we know of the Joinery Hotel, which there where you are.
Joinery
is a great place, even if you're not staying there, to go hang out. But so, first of all, welcome back to the Jagoff Podcast.
Thanks
just
for
update
having
us
me.
On everything you've been doing since you were 27.
So since I was I got up one day and I came into Joinery Hotels, where I've been for the past, I've been with the company for 6 years, Sage Hospitality Group, and this was one of the hotels we picked up in Pittsburgh.
For reference,
yes,
it used to be called
it was the Salvation Army Building,
right.
So Pittsburghers will know that.
Yes.
And then it went into the District Hotel, and
that's
then
right.
Then we took it over and rebranded it as the Joinery, which for all of us Jagoffs around, a joinery is the keystone symbol. It is a joint that connects two pieces of wood together. So
that's
the keystone state is a real joinery, right?
Right.
Plus, I tell everybody it's to get people to join together in some of our outlets and our rooftop.
Well, you took
our
us on a tour, and I'll let you obviously tell more about the place and what's new. But we've been there for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And we've been to a couple of events there. We hosted a Christmas party there.
You did.
But my fondest memory is that you have an actual typewriter that you encourage guests to come down to the lobby.
Yes, we do.
And typewrite essentially how they felt about their stay, some memorable moments, something they want to kind of pass along. Is that still there?
It's still there. So
okay.
So one of the things that we did is we opened and renovated, remodeled, whatever you want to call it, during COVID. And at that point, they wanted everybody separated, away from each other, all those things, right? Throw on an asbestos suit and go stand in a closet somewhere. don't even
right.
talk to yourself.
Right.
So don't even talk to yourself.
Keep the mask, yeah.
Right. So what we did was, coming out of that, we said, you know, we want to get everybody back together, right? We want to have a place, forget all the digital, and because we were, you know, everybody's watching TV on their computers, stuck in the house, doing all this stuff. Not that that kind of technology isn't supposed to be there. It should be, and we should take advantage of that. But what we wanted to do is create an atmosphere where it's still people to people like we are right here, right now.
Sure.
Okay, so we have a real book library. We have two turntables and albums, great albums too, albums from like our guys' era.
Two turntables and a microphone.
Yeah. So, you know, and we do some like two-piece or one-piece, you know, people, and we have all that artistic stuff there. But because we want people to talk to each other and experience that and come into our lobby and really, you know, socialize and get people back together. So this has been a long process. And yeah. I'm going to tell you, coming from out of COVID, and it is, everything was backed up. It took us, we're just now getting to a point where we have our rooftop open. We have a beautiful lobby bar with the library, with the table, with the community table, with all that stuff I just mentioned.
Well, and we have a good restaurant. We just went for a drink after the PTL special last 2 weeks ago, and we're blown away because we hadn't been there in a few months.
Yeah.
And we saw that they had the bar completed, and it was mm-hmm. fantastic. We had roasted vegetables, right?
And a hummus tray.
Phenomenal.
Like a, yeah, it was really
it was so good.
It was fantastic.
Great.
We and told the, ourselves you made it.
Yeah, you know, the cool thing is your second floor is like this mezzanine. We had our yep. Jagoff Christmas party there the 1 year. But, like, you're just pulling this all together. And then the kind of the cool part is it's not a rooftop, but it's what – I forget what level it's on. But it's one of the coolest views of the city because it looks out toward the south side and kind of uptown
right.
versus always looking at the point like everything else does. It's really kind of cool.
It is. So I'll tell you, in the city, there's three rooftops. We're one of three. We're the only one that's open that you can see the skyline and different things from a different view. So what I tell everybody when you're – when and I do this with guests because I take people up there. People go up and have drinks. We have a bar set up. Christian James, our restaurant partner, has weekend events, different things. You see that view. When you see Monday Night Football and you see the Penguin Stanley Cup playoffs and some Pirate games, they're shooting down looking at us, right?
Yeah.
No offense to the Pirates.
Sure.
I'm still loving them because yeah. I'm here. But they're looking down showing that view. Our rooftop looks up at the yeah. same thing. It's like looking in a mirror backwards, right?
Yeah.
You're looking up at that where they shoot sure. from rather than down. Yeah. So,
it's awesome.
No, for all the Yinzers that are displaced because they haven't come back home yet but come and visit family for holidays, this yeah. is really the place because Chef D is a Pittsburgher running it, welcoming Pittsburghers back to Pittsburgh.
That's right.
And I love that kind of stuff.
It makes the best filet mignon.
Oh, yeah. Pepper crusted filet mignon.
That's right.
Right?
Still coffee rub. Coffee rub. Coffee rub peppers.
Cheat jets there to get yeah. some pepper crusted filet mignon.
That's right, Gene.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
So what is new, like, there? I mean, we've obviously given away all the things that we know, but you clearly are, you know, kind of renovating again. You're yeah. constantly rebirthing. What can we expect when we go in there now?
So when you go in again, you'll see a full lobby bar that's set up as a community area. Probably, so really our whole lobby is like, it gets taken over. So if you have a band or somebody, and you guys, I believe, have been to the Hairpiece charity events
yeah.
and
yeah.
different mm-hmm. things, they take the top, the bottom. Johnny Angel sang some songs off of the stage because that's the original stage.
Yeah.
And we're a historic building, so everything's original. But that lobby bar area was the last piece we needed to make sure that way people don't have to bring their own things and schlep things around. They're there. They yeah. can have. It's reasonable. We're not yes. overcharging people. And we want regulars. We do want people from the city in there, but we want our guests to experience that too. And I say, when you go into a hotel, it's stuffy and you get all the fake things like, oh, go to this place and that place, and they're not like the real Pittsburgh places. Like I'll send people to the places I think are real localized and
sure.
things, and we want to be that too. So we use it and do all that, and you'll also see the restaurant partner Christian James are fully open now. They're adjacent to us in the same building, but they have an upstairs bar, and it used to be a running track, and then the downstairs where the restaurant seating is and
the
kitchen. It's an open kitchen. That was the half court basketball, and and then where we're at used to be a church. And you can see, like, when you're up on the mezzanine area where you guys were at, you can see down. And that's where the stage is at, and that's where we have some people play down there.
It's like the common area.
Yeah,
the
common
nucleus.
Area.
Yeah.
And then that lobby bar ties it in, because who doesn't like a good drink when they're out hanging
yeah,
out with their friends?
Cheers to that. Yeah. Right, right. All right, sure. Chef D, it's the Joinery. It's on the corner of Grant and the Boulevard of the
Boulevard
Allies.
Boulevard of the Allies and
when
Grant.
When you're in a parade and you're making that
we're right there. So St. Patrick's Day Parade, yes. that grandstand is right
it.
There in the corner.
That's
they
exactly
us.
That's fantastic. Exactly yeah. right.
So explain to us, what did you bring for the junk drawer?
The junk drawer.
We feel like there's always a story.
There is a story. So I can tell you this. The jacket I'm wearing at one point was in a junk drawer, and people were saying, get rid of it, because this jacket's older than some of the people in this room. I just can't do it.
Like me.
Yeah, those guys back there raising their hands.
He said somebody winked at me like,
they,
not you.
They knew that. Yeah, not you.
Yeah, the Penn Staters.
So I brought a couple things here. So man. Everybody knows
I love
that.
When people unload.
Everybody knows that.
Oh, my God.
When
you put that Kleenex down.
That's common. Everybody knows that when you buy furniture,
yes.
And if you're like me and you're like, you always, I have my good stuff, but then I always have like one little side piece that I, it's just like whatever. That's my junk drawer, right? There's always one
that's
piece.
A different podcast.
There's always one like something that
yes.
That ends
yeah, like
up.
It's left over. Yes, right. Yes, yes. Okay.
I also
and it was used, yeah. So maybe we did use it at some point.
I did use it, but I can't, and it keeps coming with me, right?
Okay.
This is a Braddock's pen from Braddock's Restaurant,
oh,
who's our sister property.
Yeah.
And
the reason this was in the junk drawer is it's broken on a tip here.
I love it.
I just can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
So I like the pen.
Right.
You guys are going to inherit that because
okay.
That's greatness.
The broken pen.
This, right. When I moved back to the docks in Fox Chapel, was some kind of piece of wood that's supposed to get rid of the spirits of the Indians who lived along the river who were supposed to haunt that place. So I used it and burned it, and it went into the junk drawer. So you guys can burn that somewhere.
It looks like I can smoke it.
I'm concerned about all of the like Wiccan things that we have in this junk drawer.
Right.
Okay.
This is, as you can see, one day in the beautiful Barb over there, she said to me, "What are you doing outside in your car?" And I'm like, "I have a truck, right?"
Oh, Jesus.
For some reason, I decided that the gas cap was dirty. And I took this and wiped it all off.
Okay.
And then I put it in here, and from here it went into the junk drawer. Never came out.
Fair.
So you can use it.
So for those of you on the radio or listening to the podcast, it is a white like napkin with some fuel cap
residue.
Dirt on it.
Residue.
Gas tank residue.
For those who were nervous when he said he went to the car and had a napkin, don't worry. You don't have to worry.
Okay, where is this going? So,
come on, don't be a jag off to me.
On Wednesday, we are actually executing the karaoke cabaret with City Paper.
Yeah.
So, what is your go-to karaoke song, and will you sing us out?
You know what my go-to? You would not believe us in a million years. Because I can do Devo, Whip It Good.
Oh,
da-da-da-da-da. Crack that whip.
Da-da-da-da-da.
You must whip it. Slip. Step on a crack.
Break
your mama's back.
We got a little cheat chat coming up with Maria Palmer. John and Rachel, you jack off
late night. I've been thinking that Rorick Automotive needs a new jingle.
Rorick Automotive got the best cars around Pittsburgh.
Driving a Rorick. I bought it at Rorick. Picked up my new car at Rorick Automotive.
I got friends at Rorick Automotive where the staff is nice and the dealership's loaded with brand new cars. And you can drive real far.
Welcome to Fermanagh. Can I take your order?
You need a tablet?
No, we don't use this. We know how to yell the sandwich to cook. Here we go.
Let's dig in.
It's John and Rachel. We love to dig into iconic Pittsburgh places like Permanis. So we brought our friends from People's Gas.
Please call at least 3 business days before you dig.
It doesn't matter if it's a big project or something small like a mailbox, always call before you dig.
I called, we can dig in.
So please call 811, 3 business days before excavating so you don't have to call 911.
It's a beautiful view. I mean, where can you find a view like this? This is gorgeous. I mean, you can see the Keysack's Bottoms. You can see downtown Pittsburgh, and you see the expanse of the McKees Rocks Bridge. I love it. It is all things McKees Rocks. And we are up here in Norwood at the old Brother Sorrow's Church. But you know where we're going to go? We are going to go to see Billy May's grave.
This is Billy May's. He was the OxyClean guy. He was from the Rocks. He died in 2009. He was the famous pitch man. And, get my best side. There you go. So there he is. He's buried in the rocks. And he was one of our famous people.
It's John and Rachel and Jagoff Late Night. And once again, we appreciate our Jag Braggers that go around the town to do the G-Jets and where he at. And it was cool to see my hometown, McKees Rocks, on that where he at. So
you were
thanks,
talking Balagones.
Yes. And if you have a chance to tell us where we should go for a where he at, let us know.
We're a G-Jet.
Yes.
Yeah, we want to know all about it. Speaking of, did you eat yet? I'm assuming there's going to be some food at this amazing festival that's happening May 31st. We actually had Christy Graver here a couple weeks ago who was talking talking about, she actually unleashed the event here for Pittsburgh Magazine, talking about it a couple weeks there. And now we get to talk to Kate. Now, Kate, do we call you Kate or Katie? Because you have a very unique spelling. C-A-I-T-E.
It's Katie. I go Katie. With Katie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's such a great way to say that. I love
different,
it.
Different.
Yeah. And so you are, you know, I heard you introduce yourself. I said, this is Katie from Pittsburgh Magazine. You said, oh, I don't write. I just plan every one of these events. That's a huge ordeal. What
yeah, I just plan
saying?
The events.
Yeah, yeah. You said, I just. When yes. you start that, you know, it's crazy.
Yank
so,
her.
You know, so we love this relationship we have with Pittsburgh
oh,
Magazine.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's awesome.
And, you know, we've worked with on and off for so many different things. But how does your history go? As far as Pittsburgh Magazine, you know, kind of you knew
You're
somebody.
Young,
did
but.
You want to write? Then moved up. How did that all work?
I have always wanted to be in events.
Okay.
And I graduated college,
God bless
and
you for that.
I graduated college, and then that fall I actually started working at Pittsburgh Magazine.
Really?
So it was my
it was
first.
That quick?
This is my first like real people job.
And you've
been there
leave.
For 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I'm a lifer now.
And are you a Point Parker?
Yep. Point Parker.
Who did the research?
How about
this
yeah.
Jag?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I figured some things out. So I actually had the honor of meeting you.
Yes.
Because you planned, you the plan win. The Women in Business. Yeah. So I've known you for a couple years now. And I have to say, I remember walking into that lunch with there being other women and feeling so uncomfortable. And you made me feel so
Aww.
Comfortable coming in. No, you have a very good knack for making people
you.
Kind of just at ease, which would be no surprise that you're planning great events like this one coming up May 31st.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, May 31st, the Pittsburgh Wine and Spirits Festival. Over 200 different things you can sample, from whiskeys, rums, bourbons, white wines, red wines, ready to drink cocktails, you name it, you can probably taste it.
So this has grown, right? Because wasn't it, it was just a whiskey
so
for a
So we started
while?
As
Correct
a whiskey
me.
Festival.
Okay, yeah.
And then COVID, some
sure.
things elaborated, and we said, why not make this an event for everybody?
All-inclusive drinkers.
Yes. like, there is a drink for everybody at this event. Like,
yeah.
if you're not a wine drinker, but you like the spirits, you like, there's a drink for everybody.
But the cool part is if you don't know if you're a wine drinker or a whiskey drinker, this is a
yes.
great
find
way to
out.
Figure
find
it out,
out.
Right?
You'll
now,
find out.
Now, don't figure them all out at one time
no,
in the
it's
first
too
hour.
Much to,
right, right, right.
Too much
but
to try all
of them. But this is a good
yes.
way to kind of just be a part of that and say, oh, I'm not sure if I like whiskey, and try a whiskey.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's the thing is, like, I am not... My shirt says I'm a certified
yeah.
whiskey taster.
Yeah, I see that.
But it's just for brand, you know.
Sure, sure.
but I'm definitely not a whiskey drinker, but there are some whiskeys that I'm like... Okay.
Ask Monica and Rachel about the peanut butter whiskey.
The peanut
whiskey,
butter
right?
whiskey.
Yeah.
There's a banana.
We can't keep
There's
it around
here. There's
going
to be a banana
here.
One there.
Yeah. Now,
wow.
is it interesting to you as an event planner to figure out how many local distilleries and things like that, and wineries, are here? Like, you
yes,
know,
it's
way
crazy.
More than I would have ever thought.
Yeah. There's so many. And actually, in the May issue, along with our promotion for the events, there's a wine trail, Pennsylvania Wine Trail. So there's a bunch of different wineries you can sample, like in PA.
Cool. I didn't see that.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's in the May issue. You know,
you're like read it.
Read it.
Maybe show you the magazine reach.
yeah, all the things.
Yeah, I don't know how I missed that. But what I like is, like you said, Pittsburgh is now donning all these different, you know, local places. But people kind of talk about this and the planning of it. Like, they get together as groups and come, right?
Yes.
There's like a whole structured
yes.
thing.
Yes, we've had like bridal parties,
yes.
birthday parties, like anniversaries, celebrations. Like, people bring their crew.
Yeah, and
they,
it's
like,
at the
plan.
Convention center?
No, at no. the casino.
Casino,
Rivers Casino.
Right.
Yeah.
Wrong seat.
Upstairs,
the
Rivers Casino.
yeah. Well, and it's smart because for over 200, you want to space out. You want to make sure that if they are coming together,
yes.
they can kind of have room to really digest it all, right?
Yeah, there's a buffet dinner included,
yes.
which is awesome. So you can like eat first, then sample, or sample,
That's
then
so
eat,
smart.
Then come back, then go downstairs, then come back upstairs. So there's just like a little bit of everything happening.
That's awesome. Now, I forget, is this one where you get like a little sample yourself, like a cup, or are they handing them out at each station?
So you'll grab a cup on your way in. They're
okay.
just, you know, regular glasses, and you can go around and they'll clean your glass for you. But you can sample them plain. Some of the companies make make pre-made batch cocktails, which is kind of fun. So then they can give recipe cards and you can take home like, oh, this is, I think last summer, all we made was the Paloma because we tried a Paloma at the event and that's all we could
make.
You
were hooked.
Yes, we were stuck on the Paloma.
Okay. Now, some rookie interviewer might ask you a simple question like, what's your favorite drink? So I'm not going to ask you that.
Not this
But I'm going to ask you the same question in a different way. Like, when you're done event planning, like this event, what is the one drink you go home and you make when you go like...
That was a good question.
That was a big deal.
I love a Moscow Mule. I'm a mule drinker. Yeah. Put it in the little cup. I'm like, oh, it's so cute.
It is so cute. I love the little tin cup. Yeah, that is so true.
Do you have all the accoutrements at home to do that?
We do. Yeah.
Really? So you're like a real Moscow Mule.
Oh, yeah.
From the planning standpoint, asking from this side of it all, is it difficult? Do you have to kind of reach out? Or at this point, are people realizing this exists because it's something that you guys are doing each year and they want to be a part of it? Yes.
A little bit of both.
Okay.
So every year people are like, we look forward to this event every year. And then all of a sudden we're like, these people come in, they're like, we never heard of this. And we're like, how?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it's a little fun to hear from both sides, you know?
Yeah. And like we said, like people literally make a fun day out of it, whether
they
it's a bridal party
it,
or whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've seen people say like, hey, what's the theme? You know, like they're going to dress up to kind of go. So be careful. I'm warning you, like be prepared for the people who we know who are coming.
They're going
to
come dressed
for
the theme.
So we talked about this prior to you coming on, actually, though. There is a little other surprise that you guys have by the name of a former penguin.
Yes, Brian Trottier. He will be there signing Union Forge bottles of vodka.
I love
How
that.
About that?
Yeah, so you can actually buy the Union Forge bottle on site there at the casino and then take it over and he will sign it for you.
That's such a
How
good
cool
idea.
Is that?
Will he be performing?
No.
Do you know he's a singer?
Forget it then, Kane.
No, give him a guitar and he goes to town.
I didn't know that.
That's what he did with his family before becoming a professional hockey player.
Oh, no, he's just, I think he's a song.
Well, maybe we'll get him to do that, you know?
We just might have to ask him.
You might have to.
Yes. You know, if you have enough of the whiskey or the bourbon. Or is there, you know, to John's point, we're not going to ask you to tell us your favorite. Plus, they would all be mad at you because you're the event planner.
Yeah.
But is there something in particular that's newer this year that we should be, like, on the lookout? Like, there's that new hot thing that everybody's wanting to try.
I feel like this has been a trend the past few years, but the ready to drink cocktails, the RTDs is what we like to call them.
Because we're all lazy.
Yes.
RTDs,
RTDs, like we have a nickname for them.
Yes.
Lazy. But those are super popular. I mean, there's so many fun things. It just,
it really
you
just
can
depends.
Do any, you can do anything.
Yeah.
You can mix them, you can try
like
them separate.
But no vomiting.
No vomiting.
Yeah.
Now, where does everybody get a ticket? Find out more?
Online, PittsburghMagazine.com. You can follow us on social media. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah. That and the date of it again is
May 31st.
So that was the second most important piece of information you're about to deliver. The first most important is what are you giving us for our junk drawer?
Okay, I brought two things.
Oh my God!
Is it alcohol related?
We're filling the drawer.
Okay. Both are.
Is it an RTD?
I have a little shot glass.
That is really cute. That's a super.
It's
cute
like a
shot.
Little
and
beer
this
mug.
This old Steelers.
Oh
coaster.
My God! It's a yellowed coaster.
It is very discolored. Yes.
This was definitely
you did
in
not
my
chef
drawer.
D us and say
no.
Because but you're one of the people he referenced that his jacket's older.
But they
have
to be related to whiskey and wine and spirits.
Yes, I love how you themed it.
These are my junk drawer items.
You're such a themer.
Rachel loves themes.
I don't wear my
like you just
t-shirt.
Graduated. Yeah.
I do love a good theme. Anything we need to know about the issue that's coming?
The June issue?
Yes.
Best restaurants.
What about Best Of? Do we know who won Best Podcast?
I do not know that information.
You're lying, Katie. Get off the set.
Get her drunk. Get her drunk.
Yeah. We're just kidding. It's always a pleasure to host you guys. Like we said, we love having Pittsburgh Magazine come on. You have the greatest events and such good reading material. We appreciate having you all
Thanks
the time.
Thanks for having me.
No,
you don't get to
anywhere.
Go that quickly.
Try to run.
So we are working with City Paper, and we are doing an event on Wednesday called The Karaoke Cabaret. And apparently there are like 60 singers who are coming. So
that's a lot.
Right. So we want everybody to sing, but they're saying no. If you were one of those singers, what is your go-to karaoke song and you have to sing us out?
I have to sing you out?
Yeah, you can. I'll help you. I don't mind
Rachel's
at all.
Okay.
All
over that.
This is not a traditional karaoke song.
Okay.
All right.
Me and my BFF, we're partners in crime.
Okay.
Super bass. Nicki Minaj.
Oh, wow. That's not easy. That's not super. Go ahead.
Boom, ba-dum, boom, boom, ba-dum, boom, bay. Got that super bass. Boom, ba-dum, boom, boom, ba-dum, boom, bay. Got that super bass.
There you
bass.
Go. I thought we were going to have licensing problems. I love it. Keep going. On the radio tonight.
Boom, boom, John.
This is John and Rachel at your Jagoff Late Night. And we're going to talk a little bit to the Sprinkles, who did not have a Family Feud. They were on Family Feud.
Boom, ba-dum,
John and Rachel.
We can't sing anymore.
Late Night.
That was great.
Hey, all. It is Jay here at Rorik Mazda. So for many of you that might have got, I don't know, glasses or contacts and just don't quite remember this very cute face, two dead giveaways. You know, just look for the bow tie or look for me carrying the Starbucks. Many of you have got to share some coffee with me. I just wanted to kind of reintroduce myself, but more importantly, express my gratitude. October has always been a big month of gratitude for me personally, on a way that I can thank all of my customers throughout the years. Anything that you would like me to address, whether it be with your current vehicle, a future vehicle, I'm always, always here to help. And I think that is the key differentiator. Mainly this video is just to wrap up to let you know this face is still here to help. So if you need anything at all, I'm a phone call, an email, or a text message away, guys. It's always a pleasure catching up with you, and I really look forward to kind of doing this throughout the future to stay in touch with you all.
John and Rachel, you jack off late night. We were just reflecting on the Netflix
Johnny
Tom
was like,
Brady
stop talking.
Thing going on there. Yeah. And we're not going to repeat that because we're on the radio and have to be family friendly. So first the Sprinkle family, well known within Western Pennsylvania, but even made Western Pennsylvania even more famous by going on Family Feud. And we just found out you taped it almost over a year ago and it just aired. So welcome Ryan and Doug, right?
Yep.
Doug or Doug West?
Doug Ryan.
Doug Ryan, yep.
Yes. He did it like this, Ryan and Doug. And then
I knew Ryan because I met Ryan in the elevator coming up to the Palatial Studios.
I love it.
Yes.
So welcome, I mean, I think we're friends on Facebook, actually. So I've seen quite a few things that are happening. Yeah, and I think it's amazing. And what's cool about Pittsburgh, right, is that when you mention a family name, the people who live in the communities that you serve are like, oh, that's our grocery store. Like, it's so cool. That's so Pittsburgh. So as soon as everyone found out that you were on Family Feud, we were like, these guys are going to win it. So tell us, for those of us in suspense, what was it like and did you win?
Well, thankfully we did win because when you host a party and invite everybody.
Better! Right? Yeah. You better!
It's quite a bummer if the ending is you lose, you know?
Well, let me tell you this piece of information. So I have three children and my husband and I have always made sure that we play games with them, especially in the winter. We play Family Feud constantly and I'm the best one, but we always say, like, imagine if you were actually on. Is it It's so different when you're actually on the set and you're not just being buzzed by like your cousin. Like at home.
You know, it's wild. They keep you locked in the back room for like almost a half a day with all this like pre-legal stuff. And when you finally go on, you're like, wait, this is real. This is like a real studio, real humans. There's a real Hyundai, whatever, up in the back. Like, this is wild.
Well, and to your point, at one point, like I was, my station was here. I was the first in position. My dad was to the right of me. And you know, Dad. You know, he's that's a long day for
Dad. Is he the weakest link?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I won't say he's the weakest link.
Okay.
It was a long day for Dad.
It was a long day.
Long day for me. Yeah. You know.
Sure.
So you know, it's like 9 o'clock at night. We've been there for like 13 hours. Doug and Dad may or may not have went out for like, you know, drinks the night before. And
we put some work in.
Dad like was
real serious work.
He was trying to stay focused. But at one point, we got into a team huddle, and Dad turns to me and says, is this the real game?
Oh my God.
I'm like, yeah, Dad. You got to get it together, man. Yeah. This is it. This is their chance. Let's do this.
Oh, my God. That is
so the craziest.
So to your point, I mean, it's kind of like,
I love all these harsh realities of the game shows that we see that look so polished. And so, you know, from your end, you said you recorded it a year ago. So that meant you had to shut up for a whole year, right?
Did you not tell anybody? You had not to kind of like neighbor Sam?
You know what? No. My wife even tried to ask. I said no.
Our Uncle Jack got me my first teddy bear in 1980. Uh-huh. I was like 4 months old. I did not tell him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Knows. Uncle Jack is mad.
Yeah, Rach, can you imagine?
If you
we're locked out.
Can anybody in the crowd who knows Rachel, if she recorded a show a year ago, how long would it take?
Yeah, I couldn't sign the papers, you guys. That is such a cool experience. So what was it like when you won? Like that adrenaline rush, amazing?
Well, you were the one. You were the one.
You
that
won
was
it,
there.
Doug?
I won it. So I was the weakest link up until the end.
Okay, you were out drinking. That's all.
He and my wife Brandy were the strongest two going in.
Okay,
but he was struggling.
I made a calculated bad decision, and yeah, it was late.
about eight of them. Yeah, between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. He and Dad made about eight bad decisions each.
When the bartender says, "Do you know you're on a show tomorrow?" and I'm like, "Oh, that's why I'm here."
Oh my god!
Yes. So like we get there, I get to the end, and Steve's like, and you don't see us on a television.
How about
show?
You call him Steve? Like it's not even Steve Hart. You're like Steve.
Yeah, we call him Steve.
He's like that though. Yeah. He's like that.
Very personable.
Okay. Rachel would get him to S. Yeah. He's like, S. What's up?
Go ahead.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
What's up, man? What's the answers? So we get to the end, and we're there for the fast money, and I'm there, and Steve's like, Doug, before we go on live, do you realize you didn't get one answer right? And I'm like, he's like, how did you get here?
Oh my God.
Well, the funniest part was once we had won, and it was a very closely contested battle, and the other team, it came down to their final answer. They had a chance to steal. And to be honest, I forget what the answer was now, but I was like, oh, we're done. Like, I thought it was a great answer, and it wasn't there.
Don't you hate that?
So
yeah.
We were, like, shocked that we had won.
Yeah.
And then when, like, Steve's like, okay, we need two of you. He gives his condolences to the other family. Then sure. He's like, we need two of you.
You're like, Dad and Doug, alcoholics are up.
Yeah, well, no. The funny thing was, is, like,
get that man water.
Brandy, my wife, and Doug, like, you know, I'm the captain. I send them out.
Sure.
Steve turns to me, and he's like,
Doug?
I'm like, yeah we're going with it.
Got it. Yeah.
You got premises. So, like, a couple answers before, so I was the fastest of the button. I was so fast, like, the lady was still thinking about hitting the button. Hit the button, and he's like, name something you don't want to get your haircut before. I'm like, your funeral, Steve.
And he almost fell off.
Oh,
he was beside himself. He's like, they cut out so much. There was honestly probably, and you know from your experience, 2 minutes is a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And well, and there was probably 2 minutes that he had to gather himself.
Yeah.
Like they cut it. They included about 8 seconds for the actual filming.
Right, for the drama.
But there was 2 minutes where he could not compose himself after that answer. He just seems
well, you
like,
are fun people.
He was so blown away.
Oh my God.
He's like, so how you feel? I'm like, I'm having a bad day, Steve. Yeah. They didn't cut that
he's
out.
Having a bad
He's like,
I'm having a bad day, Steve.
Yeah, so I get up there and he's like, all right, you ready, Doug? I'm like, I hope so. And he's like, all right, we're gonna do this. You're gonna win that money. I'm like, I really hope so, Steve.
He wasn't
like,
very encouraging. No. Like once he knew that Doug was the guy.
He had like a 10-minute skit to the audience about how bad it was.
That's
and then afterward
so
he gathered himself and then came up.
That is awesome.
That's funny.
You feel like you know you guys, so yeah. Clearly, you know, you deserve to win.
The cool part is that your winning thing, your process is you created a fundraiser party up there. Yeah,
that's so awesome.
Right? And so what made you guys do that?
You know, it's funny. You know, sometimes things just happen. Mm-hmm. But it's sometimes you got to wonder, like, what is something's intervening.
Sure. Yeah.
Because they announced the date of our, you know, of our two episodes.
Yes.
It turned out to be two episodes.
Yeah.
And we couldn't say two episodes at the time, but two episodes. And we have a camp, an annual camp out for community, and it benefits the Salvation Army food pantries because, you know, we're food people.
Yes.
We want to make sure that people are secure in food in our areas. Mm-hmm. So we try to just give as much money as possible. Pennsylvania Skill is a partner, and they'd match our total. We shoot for $20,000. But we had already preset the date at the 25th of April. And when they called, they said, you're going to air on the 24th and 25th.
Like,
it was insane.
God. That's wonderful.
Wow. So it created the opportunity to really promote the Camp Out for Community. It was just unbelievable.
That's
like,
cool.
Unbelievable.
You guys are just such good people. I just want you to come on all the time. And bring us groceries because my son's home from Penn State and I need them.
Well, we do have great
We need to have you guys come back and just
if
talk
your son's
about
going to Penn State, then you need to save on me.
Yeah. We have to have you guys come back and talk about the Sprankle family history for sure. But we do have to move along and get to really important questions like, what did you bring us for our junk drawer?
Well, wait, where did the shirts go?
Doug.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So here's really funny. So this is our Oktoberfest. So funny thing is
yes.
is because of all the Facebook videos, I have multiple shirts in my junk drawer. And so this is our Oktoberfest one. And so we, every year of Oktoberfest, 30,000 people last year raised over $100,000 for nonprofits. Great sponsors up there. But yeah, so that's our Oktoberfest. It's 3 days of beer and pretzels all day long.
We need to have the Jagoff podcast logo on the back of that
for
sure.
Yeah, to have you.
We need to have that. Yeah.
It's funny. You guys look good before you, put up the shirts. You look good. Once you put up the shirts, I'm like, man, I want to party with these guys.
We're fun people. I will
Somehow my kids are not going to say
guys, I want to play Family Feud with you. Like, I'm not kidding.
You're going to do a mock game in Oktoberfest.
Yes.
Oh, man,
we're going
to stage. We'll have a Jagoff version of it. Like with
we can do Jagoff Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
John.
Family Feud.
It's done. Yeah, I'm so excited.
We'll do live from the
we just agreed to all this right now, serendipitously.
It's all recorded. Yeah, I mean, so let it be said, so let it be written, or whatever they say.
I mean, it's fine. I agree. It's on the radio.
It's binding.
It's binding. You guys, where can everybody find out more about your amazing family and the good that you do for the communities?
Yeah, so we have a great Facebook page, at Sprinkles Markets. It's where we're followed. We have Instagram. You know, every week we post our funny videos, including one of my favorites, Sushi Wednesday.
Yep.
So we have a chef. He's from Burma, but every year I buy him like a new katana, and he cuts stuff every week like Fruit Ninja.
Guys,
it's amazing.
He's a magician. It's live.
He cut a kiwi. Can't once. Miss. I but threw a kiwi at him.
Yeah, right.
In half.
We need to wear yet.
Yeah.
He's cutting it in half.
I love it.
And we set Pennsylvania record real quick. We are the first in state history to have a brewery and have a grocery store.
Get out of town.
Yeah, during COVID, we were the first one. They passed in 2019, 2020. We opened up. We have a brewery inside the store. And because of the G license, you can walk, drink, and shop.
Yeah.
This is
pretty cool.
My husband's who does our grocery shopping.
The other day, I took care of a customer complaint. I went out. It wasn't really a complaint. It was like a question. And I was in the brewery at the time.
You were at happy hour.
I come out holding a brew. And I'm like, oh, hey, who had the issue? And like they're like talking to me. And they were the whole time, they're like, yeah, this is how we're going to do this. Yeah.
This is going to go well, right?
Guys, what's your go-to karaoke song? Because you know we're hosting.
You can sing it together,
kind of
arm on arm. Go-to karaoke song.
What's your go-to?
We should go like old school 19.
You know what? I think like Whitesnake.
Do it. Do it.
Go from old
ready?
White
take
I was going
to
go Achy Breaky Heart, but whatever you want to do.
Oh, sing it. Yeah. All right. Take us to commercial. Go ahead.
Don't sell my heart, my achy breaky heart. I don't think you'd understand. But if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, I might blow up and kill it.
Oh, I like that. Oh my
I
God,
hate
the
that
Sprinkle
song,
Family
but I love
goes on Name That Tune next time, right? Yeah.
We get to chat it up with our musicians all the way from Penn State next on your Jagoff Late Nights.
There's a huge, huge trend that's happening in the world right now, and that is called Curl Cult. We're so thrilled to be among the first group of salons, along with Danny's Hair Loft. If you remember the perms of the past, where it was like all real curly, kinky, and all these crazy type of perms that were done, we would wrap them with straws and sticks. But the problem was that you had to try to figure out how to rinse it. A lot of times when you have coloring, highlights, thermal styling abuse, and also the environment all working with our hair, those are the three main reasons why hair becomes sensitized. We are now creating all experts with the new Curl Cult revolution. This is the wave of the future, as we like to say, and we're so excited to bring this to not only Pittsburgh, but really to this part of the continent, Curl Cult.
I've been thinking that Rorick Automotive needs a new jingle.
Rorick Automotive got the best cars around Pittsburgh.
Driving a Rorick. I bought it at Rorick. Picked up my new car at Rorick Automotive.
I got friends at Rorick Automotive, where the staff is nice and the dealership's loaded with brand new cars. And you can drive real far.
Welcome to Fermanagh. Can I take your orders?
You need a tap in?
No, we don't use this. We're not the other sandwich to cook. Here we go.
Let's dig in.
It's John and Rachel. We love to dig into iconic Pittsburgh places like Permanis. So we brought our friends from People's Gas.
Please call at least 3 business days before you dig.
It doesn't matter if it's a big project or something small like a mailbox, always call before you dig.
I called, we can dig in.
So please call 811, 3 business days before excavating so you don't have to call 911.
Good job, off late night.
Johnny had the finger up, it was this finger. And
who's with us?
Yeah. It is
Hunter
and Ben.
Good job, John.
What's up? It's not Beth.
I know. Yeah. And we're super excited because I wanted to make sure I said it correctly. The name of the band is Jay, correct?
Jay.
I love it. And so you are all out of Penn State or no?
Just us two. You two. But okay. We're all from this area. Past and present, North Allegheny. Yeah.
NA. Well, NA. I'm North Hills, but that's fine. It's close enough. We'll let it go.
Yeah.
So the goal, from what I understand, is you're trying to get your name out there all summer because you want to make it big. You want to be the next Pittsburgh sensation.
Yeah. We do. J24 Initiative, playing anywhere completely for free this summer.
Okay. Yeah. So don't hit you up next year. You're like, sorry, guys.
No, hit us up
unless you want to pay. I mean.
Okay. Yeah.
This summer, for sure, we'll play
for free.
Anywhere. Okay.
Get them for free while you can, because next summer it's $5,000-$10,000 a gig, right?
Yeah,
right,
there you
right?
go.
Yeah. That's what I hope our rate jumps up.
Did you start performing together here? Did you kind of take it on the road once you got to Penn State and sort of reconvened? What's the story?
There's a long, winding story with Jay. I mean, Ben and I, we go way back. Four of us go way back.
Yeah. Okay.
Best friends for many years. Mm-hmm. And we really didn't start, both musicians for many years, we're in jazz band and stuff.
Yes.
We didn't start making music together until like a year ago, just the two of us. And at the time, Jay was just a duo. It was only us two. And then around Halloween, we got the opportunity from Josh, who's another band member, he's our guitarist, to play live at Duquesne University in their TV studio for a Halloween event.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so we played with Josh and Adam, and then it went like successfully. And so we decided to
keep
expand to four people. And we have a debut album out that we made last summer, sort of together. It's completely independently. We record ourselves, produce it ourselves. We manage ourselves. So
nice.
Yeah, it's been a fun journey.
Where do rehearsals go? Somebody's parents' house or
Adam's grandma's.
Adam's grandma's house.
Thank God for Adam.
We found
out
as of recent the neighbors are not fans of us. We have made some enemies.
Yes.
That is so funny.
Has enemies.
Yeah. What's the genre of music that we can expect?
Ooh. We've been saying like alternative pop, alternative rock, that kind of stuff, because we have a very sort of like oldies influence in our songwriting. Mm-hmm. We do all originals and covers in our live performances as well.
Okay.
But lots of like Beatles inspiration. We even like love some crooners like, you know, Frank Sinatra. You know,
the Rat Pack.
We're very inspired by newer stuff as well. Like I like a lot of rap. I love Kendrick Lamar, and I produce the music, so lots of hip hop inspiration there.
Okay,
we're all over the place in terms of influence.
Do you wind them together somehow? You know, like some rap theme, and then put some crooner into that.
Well, it's interesting. So I love the way Josh describes it. He calls it aged pop, where we like to have new production. We want to sound like a new band, new songs.
Yeah.
We want to make innovative music of the future.
Yes.
But we love just the old timey songwriting.
Yeah.
Just really like beautiful music, beautiful
chords,
beautiful
melodies.
How old do
you think is old? Like the 80s?
You're about to be shot.
60s, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, 60s, 70s, I think. But also, like I mentioned, inspiration from every decade. Like I love grunge, so like I love everything.
What do you think 60 looks like?
Not this girl.
I'm going to choose not to answer that question.
No comment.
You are smart.
I'm trying to make
more
enemies.
Smart. So you guys are going to perform live for us. Tell us about the song so that we know what we can expect.
It's a great question. This song is...
Oh, we haven't gotten one of those.
The song is called Heaven, and it's actually unreleased. It's never heard before.
Okay.
So very, very, very exciting. It's coming out in a few weeks, but it's called Heaven. Yeah, kind of like a more of a rock and roll kind of theme to it. So it's pretty exciting.
Absolutely.
We dropped our first single in like, since last summer, just a few weeks ago, we dropped a song called Crash Landing. Mm-hmm. That's out on all streaming platforms, but this one is brand new. It's called Heaven. And
nice. All right, cool. Before we let you go, what did you bring us for our junk drawer?
Of course. So I mentioned that we used to be...
It's a manila folder.
We used to be a duo. So this is an old Jay Flair.
One of the first ever.
Are you in school for marketing?
He's marketing. I'm marketing. Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
We
wouldn't even remember to do that.
It's a photo of you guys back to back.
Just the two of us.
That's our album cover. Album artwork.
And we went to Staples, printed about like 100 of those. We're like, we're gonna give this out to everybody. Go to like restaurants, venues, all of that.
So John and Rachel, and you forgot them.
We handed out like maybe five.
Four or five.
And now you have notes written on the back, right?
Yeah, they just sit around.
That's
we
awesome.
Totally get
and
it.
Now
you
have one.
The QR code still works. That's our link tree.
Where does everybody
glad.
Find you online?
J.us is our website.
Yes. We're also
and it's
J-A-A-Y-E.
J-A-A-Y-E. And we're also on social media at J-Band.
J-Band everywhere.
Awesome. Okay. so we're going to hear Heaven, but before, do you know that we are executing the karaoke cabaret on Wednesday at Mr. Small's, where I'm singing with Liz Berlin, who begged me to sing with her. What song would be your karaoke song?
Karaoke song. I feel like it has to be like She Loves You by the Beatles. You. I mean, it's a great, fun
for singing together.
Rock pop song.
Do it. Yeah.
Ready?
Do it. Ready?
One, two, three.
She loves you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Beatles. She loves you, yeah, they're going to take us into this week's 412 News from Jeremy and Angie. And Discover the Bird. Love. And then I come back to sing.
I saw her yesterday. It's who she's thinking.
Hey everyone, Jeremy and Angie from Discover the Berg here, and we are bringing you your 401 to-dos for the week. You know, hey Angie, it's May finally. Hooray!
Yay!
And that means Open Streets is back.
Yes!
I'm so excited about it. Yes. I love Open Streets.
It's one of the best things.
Yes, it's presented by Bike PGH, and if you don't know about it, it's one of just about 3 days in the year where they close down select roads all over the city and open it up for pedestrians, bikers, rollerbladers, skaters, walking your dog. This one is the first one of the year on Saturday from 10 to 2, and it connects downtown to the south side. It's always a fun one. I think it's going to go through a tunnel, go across the bridge. Weather's looking, we'll see how the weather is, but you know, it's always one of our favorite events of the year.
Yeah, it's amazing the kind of things that you notice when you're like walking down a street that you normally drive on or biking.
Yeah, that's true. Especially as a photographer, I love to just to get photos of things I can't, you know, stop at all too much. But so what else is going on this weekend, Adrian?
Well, of course, it's Mother's Day, and there's a really great event at Phipps on Saturday. So this is the Phipps May Market. This is an annual event there that is taking place like kind of on the lawn area. So there'll be tons and tons of vendors selling all kinds of seedlings, flowers. So
can I buy more plants?
No, you're cut off. But you can pick up, a nice arrangement for your mom, perhaps, or some veggies for your backyard. So.
But then go inside for the show, because the summer show just started this last week, and it's themed Under the Sea, and it's just wonderful. I love the scuba diver one myself, but I'm biased because I scuba dive. Well, if you're thirsty this weekend, there's a new ginger beer brewery that's now open in Larimer called Jackworth Ginger Beer, and we're hopefully going to be going to this one straight away, but they're going to be having alcoholic and non-alcoholic ginger beers, which is kind of exciting. It's, you're pretty excited about it, I'm sure.
I mean, I love ginger beer, and there's really not like anywhere that you can get that right now locally. So
yeah, so that'll be in Larimer, just across from KLVN Coffee Lab, and kind of near East End Brewery. And so we're really excited about that one. And actually, Pittsburgh also got a new bakery a couple weeks ago that we went and checked out. That's all about you right there.
Yes, I love bakeries. My like idea of a perfect Saturday is just like a bakery crawl. So.
Do it this weekend.
So this spot is Third Space Bakery in kind of Garfield area.
Kind of near Friendship, Garfield, East Liberty boundary, yes. Yeah.
I know people are going to argue about what neighborhood it's in.
It's in the former Spork Pit Barbecue place, or where something used to be that everyone could agree
about. Yes, everyone knows where that is. All right, so this is a great cooperative bakery that has several different bakers who kind of were doing their own thing and now have come together to create this awesome space. That's also, of course, they have tons of delicious sourdough loaves, sweet and savory things, but they're also going to be doing some really cool classes. So cooking and baking classes hosted right there in the space.
So. We'll be at a lot of those, I'm sure. And by we, I mean probably definitely her. But I love helping with baking as well. Well, that's it for us this weekend for your 412 do's. And if you'd like to check us out, we're Discover the Berg at discovertheberg.com. And if that's too much, you can Google Pittsburgh blog or all the social networks Discover the Berg. See you guys soon.
Hi, I'm Hunter.
I'm Adam.
I'm Josh.
I'm Ben.
And we are Jay, and this is Heaven. It's our upcoming single. Super excited to bring it to you guys. Hope you enjoy.
Daydream. Just
stranger. You never think of me. You are what's holy. You're heaven that I've seen. Rapid stream flowing through me, restless uncollected energy fuels me, and I can hardly consider the decisions that I make. Burning off adrenaline just so your eyes stay on me.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I owe it all. A stranger, you never think of me. You are what's holy. You're heaven that I see. Tragic that you represent something I could never reach. A life out of a movie, the Pasadena dream. But I'm only a stranger. You never think of me. You are what's holy. You're heaven that I see.
Jay! Jay! Is that right?
Jay.
All right.
Guys,
so
that was really
one more
good.
Time. Tell us who everybody is now that we're mic'd. You are.
My name is Hunter.
Yep.
Good. Drummer.
Drummer, Adam. And Josh. Josh and Ben.
Ben.
Oh, yeah. Ben. All right. Ben. So, Ben, one more time where they find you online.
J.us. Still waiting on that .com though, man. But J.us, and you know, we're also on social media at JBand, and you can probably find us if you Google enough.
Well, I'm telling you right now, Chef D was like, when they're famous, we're going to say we knew them when right? they were standing oh, yeah. in this kitchen and, at Q929.
And the Sprankles are having you come up and buy carrots and celery and sing in their brewery.
That's
right
it.
There,
yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah. The Sprankles.
Whoa, there you go. There you go. Look, you're getting gigs, you guys. This is awesome.
Taking 10%. All right,
yeah,
everybody.
You heard it here.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks to Q929, Steel City Media for hosting us. Thanks for everybody who coming out. We had a big, great time. 5000 McKnight Road every Friday.
And we have to say a special thanks. You know, we tell Tracy, like, just two guests because we like to take our time. We love tonight. This was one of our absolute favorites. We love the atmosphere. Keep giving us some submissions on who are great Pittsburgh stories that we need to know more about, like the Sprankles. Follow these people. They are local. And make sure you are supporting things like Pittsburgh Magazine and the great event that they're putting on May 31st.
Don't forget our porch tour is coming up. That's the Fridays you don't want to come here because you want us at your porch.
Yeah, you need to submit. And last but not least, we didn't say thanks to Chef D.
Right?
Make sure you check out the joinery for anything that you're doing downtown. You guys have an amazing weekend. Make sure you continue to subscribe to You Jag Off Late Night. Have an amazing weekend.